Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Textual healing. Textual.
You know, a lot of the times on this show, we try to help people improve their dating lives.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, today is a little bit different.
Okay.
Brooke's wishes have finally come true.
What?
We're actually going to try and block love today.
No!
Because that's Jeffrey. What one of our listeners, Emily, wants us to do.
I love love.
Yeah.
I do. Why do you always say that about me?
Well, you're always trying to stop people from
going out.
But Emily, welcome to the show.
Hi, Emily.
I think Brooke, like all of us, tries to help, but we don't end up being very successful sometimes. That's all.
Okay, speak for yourself, Emily. What do you need?
Wow.
Doesn't that sound so sweet and helpful?
Speak for yourself. What do you need,
Emily?
Lady.
Thank you for emailing the show. Tell us a little bit about your love situation and how we can help destroy it for you. What's going on?
Well, I have a really close friend. Her name is Kaylee.
Okay.
I've known her for a long time. I love her like a sister.
Oh, that's so great to have those type of friendships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's like, yeah. That didn't sound like a yes.
Yeah.
No, I love Kaylee. She's my best friend, and she's been in a relationship with a guy for almost 2 years now.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
She loves how it's going. I mean, she likes the guy. He's very handsome. He treats her right. The only thing is she's not in a place where she wants to settle down with him yet.
Okay, yeah. That's Whoa. Fine. Why is that an issue?
Mm-hmm. Well, it wouldn't be, but like the problem is I heard a rumor that her boyfriend was going to be proposing to her tonight.
Oh. Wait, tonight?
Oh, no.
Wow. This is the tea.
Oh, they haven't talked about that.
Yeah, normally on the same page.
Well, if you're dating for 2 years, you think it would have come up, right?
Yeah. Once, yeah.
Who'd you hear the rumor from?
It's from a mutual friend, and I'm in such an awkward situation right now because I've asked Kaylee before, like I've said, you know, if Thomas proposed to you, what would you say?
Mm-hmm.
And she's not about it. She's not into that. She told me she's not ready.
Just not yet. Like someday maybe, but just not right now, you're saying.
My mom told my dad no, I think 4 times before they actually agreed to get married.
So what's the problem? You're worried that what?
She's going to turn him down. Like, he's going to make a fool of himself.
Oh, no. So, is there an event happening tonight? Like, are your friends all getting together or something? Is that how you think it's going to go down?
Well, I just know that they're going to go out on a date tonight, and I wanted to warn her boyfriend, just like without being very direct about the situation.
Oh, wait, you want to tell? Wait, hold on. You want to tell him? Why wouldn't you want to tell her? Give her a heads up.
I don't want to ruin it.
Wait, she doesn't want
it. Shouldn't
if
do it. Yeah.
There's no.
I know my friend. Like, this is so much right now. I don't want to put this on her. I don't want to burden her with this. Like, I want to get rid of the situation entirely.
I see that. Like, behind the scenes, you're doing work, so she has zero stress. That's kind of a good friend move. I like that.
When you say get rid of the situation, that sounds a little.
It's like we're going to off the guy.
You're just going to tell him to wait, maybe?
Yeah. Get rid of the guy. So you want to text Kaylee's boyfriend and stop him from proposing without alerting him that you know that he's going to propose.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard to do.
That's why I turned to you guys. Like, this is so tough to navigate. Like, I need your help. And I've already started a text message with him.
Oh,
you did?
Good.
Wait, no,
that's
not
unusual for us.
I don't know if it's good. What did you say?
Well, it's good because we don't have to do as much work. That's always good.
What'd you say?
Okay, I'm going to try to read this. So I sent him, "Hey, Thomas, how's it going?" He goes, "Sup, Em, doing great. Thanks for asking. How about you?" Put, "Oh, you know, just trying to save Kaylee from a lifetime of misery."
Wait, what?
Whoa. Why would you say that?
She put ha-ha. It's okay.
Like, you're coming out of
random.
Like, this is why I needed your help, because I thought it was funny to kind of do this, you know?
It sounds like you're saying that being with him would be a lifetime of misery. Like, I mean, maybe he doesn't even know that. There's not enough, like, context there even.
I mean, marriage is a lifetime of misery. Jeffrey. Everybody knows that.
What did he say?
Yeah.
Well, then I tried to play it off cool. I was like, "But seriously, how's your day going?"
Oh, and that's the serious part.
I'm
going to
guess
day.
He knows that you know now.
Yeah. Like,
what did he say?
Yeah, he goes, "My day's going pretty well. Why do you ask?"
Yeah.
I put, "Oh, no reason. I was just wondering if you had any big plans tonight."
Oh, my God. You are so awesome.
So we're kind of like doing more like restoration. Yeah. We're fixing right now more than helping.
How did he respond?
He goes, "Actually, I do, but it's a big secret."
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not.
That means shut your mouth. That's what he's telling you to do. Keep your mouth shut.
Or maybe he's kind of a dummy and doesn't know that she's on to him yet.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What have you written back to that? Did you say anything?
No, I didn't, because I'm really stuck and I don't know what to say, so I just need help at this point.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
God.
We need to neutralize the situation. I think immediately for the third time. How is your day going?
No.
Explain more.
Big day with no plans.
I think one common theme that we go to with these is using humor to try and get people to open up a little bit more.
True.
Because even though our goal is a little bit serious, trying to get them to stop proposing, we need to get them to lighten up a little bit in order to make it there.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't start well with that whole, like, saving her from a lifetime of misery thing, so.
He's already admitted, like, there is something I've planned, but it's a big secret. What if we throw out some horribly wrong guesses to make him laugh? Let me guess. Is it a big casino heist tonight?
Oh, that's better.
That's funny.
Photographing Spider-Man around the city. Like, just obviously wrong funny guesses.
These are good,
Jeff. I like casino heist. Go with that one.
Yeah.
Well,
at least I'll make them laugh.
What do you think, Emily?
I think that's good. Like, I just want to, like, not come off too crazy right now. Like, I'm prying into his life, but
you know,
I think we're a little late for coming off crazy.
I like casino heist, and then you followed up with because Kaylee's really not ready for that type of commitment.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, why don't you start typing that out? Like, ooh, let me guess, we doing a casino heist tonight?
And with the money bag emoji.
Yeah, that's good.
Are you typing, Emily?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm putting, ooh, is it going to be a casino heist tonight? I guess don't get caught or something.
No, am I close?
Question mark. We just want him to open up and start talking with us.
And if you you have to end it with a question, else he'll never respond to you.
Okay, am I close? Yeah. Okay, I got it.
And
okay.
Are you sure your best friend isn't, like, telling you one thing about her commitment level and telling her boyfriend something else?
No, I swear to God, she does not want to get married right now.
Okay, that's good to know.
Is that what you were doing with your husband, Brooke? You were telling everybody else, like, there is no way I'm going to marry this loser.
Are you kidding me? I was begging him to propose. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well,
get on it.
Emily, I remember that because every weekend you'd go away. We're like, this is the weekend. Yeah, I know. He's going to ask.
And then he would fake drop down on a knee, and I'm like, get up. It's embarrassing.
So, Emily, you sent that, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, we're running out of time for this first part. We're going to play a song, come back, and we'll see if Kaylee's boyfriend has responded, and then we'll try and stop him from proposing
tonight. Oh, my gosh.
When we continue textual healing next. How do you stop a guy from proposing to your best friend?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
It's usually the opposite. How do you get a guy to do it?
That's funny.
I know there must be a Cosmo magazine article about this, but we must have thrown that issue away. So we're kind of on our own here, helping out one of our listeners, Emily, because she knows her friend is about to get proposed to by her boyfriend tonight.
I mean, he confirmed it via text. He said he had a huge surprise.
The thing is, Emily's friend isn't ready to get married.
Uh-huh.
Even told her if he proposes, I'd probably say no.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
So to prevent all that drama, Emily wants to get ahead of it and tell the boyfriend, please don't do it, without letting him know that she knows.
Yeah, that's tricky.
There's been a whole conversation in the lead up, and our suggestion was, let's throw out some wrong guesses. And
about what the secret is.
About what the secret is, and we guess big casino heist. Am I close? And has he responded to that, Emily?
Yes, he has.
Okay.
What'd he say?
So he put, OMG, no casino heist.
Aw.
What I've planned is kind of bigger than that. There will be cameras and maybe some roses.
This guy is the worst at secrets ever, by the way.
Yeah,
like, could you give away more clues?
I'm probably going to camera person, though, honestly.
Yeah.
That's nice.
He's a good planner.
Guys, if you're listening, do that if you're going to propose.
God.
All right. Well, now he's really confirming that something romantic is about to go down.
I think we need to, like, deter it right now. I don't think we need to do any more back and forth. Like,
How do you deter it?
I don't know. Like, is there any way, like, your friend Kaylee's, like, going through, like, other life changes, and maybe we could be like, you know, Kaylee's going through so much. She just really needs a steady, non-changing relationship with you.
That's not a bad idea. Like, is she going through, like, a changing careers? Did she get
moving?
A new pet? Like, something really stressful?
She got a hamster. She just really has got a headspace to propose.
Well, the hamster was pregnant, and so now she's got 20 hamsters.
Ever since she got buttons, it's been rough for her.
Is anything going on like that?
Well, her wax person quit pretty recently, and she's been looking for a new one.
Oh,
like the person who does
change.
Her bikini life?
Oh.
It's hard to find someone.
Yeah.
Is that taking a big toll on her mentally?
Exactly. She loved Liz before. She'd been going to her for 5 years, and she just doesn't need more stress.
Okay. She's really sad about Wax Lady.
Well, let's go with that, I think.
Okay.
Or you just say, I hope Kaylee's not involved in the surprise. She's not in the right headspace since her wax woman left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She really can't handle more stress on her plate.
Okay. So Kaylee can't handle more stress on her plate.
Yeah, just say, I hope she's not involved in the surprise.
That's good,
right?
Brooke, yeah.
Because Kaylee's not in the right headspace.
Right,
because
we're still trying to play dumb, like we don't know the proposal's about to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so I put, I hope Kaylee is not involved in this. She doesn't need more stress. She's already stressed out about finding a new wax person.
It sounds
funny.
It
sounds so dumb.
I mean,
but to be fair, you want to get a wax before you propose to. So
absolutely.
This is stressful.
You want to look your best.
Oh, come on.
And like, look, that's not stressful to us, but for her friend, clearly it's causing some mental anguish. And that should be enough.
And no wonder Kaylee's not ready for a proposal or an engagement if she's that fragile.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. So we've sent that text, right, Emily?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And? Now he's...
Do you think he's freaking out?
Thinking like about her unwaxed body.
If you got that text saying the person you're about to propose to is like super freaked out, would you be like, oh my God, I should do it another night?
As a guy, to be honest, I would be like, wax lady, that's nothing compared to what I'm about to, you know.
Well,
I don't know if it's going to stop
him. He thinks
he's
doing a good thing.
Yeah,
so
like maybe I'll get her mind off of it.
But that makes it about you. Tonight, the proposal's all about her.
That's true. That's true. So,
so you want her to be
selfless.
In the best headspace that she possibly can be to guarantee a yes.
I like,
especially because it sounds like they haven't even talked about it. If he's proposing tonight and Kaylee is so not on board, the communication in this relationship is terrible.
True. Yeah, he's probably super nervous, flying blind on this. Anything, Emily?
Yeah, something just came in.
Ooh.
Okay.
It says, if you think I'm proposing tonight, that's 100% not true.
All right.
Oh, wait, what?
That's awesome.
Oh, so it finally clicked in his head.
I thought you confirmed with the rumor.
Yeah, wait.
And what's all the roses and cameras about?
Yeah, hold on. There's more?
Yeah, he's sending something else. He's typing.
Wait, what is going on?
Oh, my God. What if he's breaking up with her?
With roses?
Yeah, that's a great way. A cameraman, right?
I mean, it would make a pretty devastating TikTok video that would go viral.
Maybe he's helping a friend propose instead of him proposing himself.
Cute.
Okay, I have another message. It says, wait, do you know already?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no.
Wait.
Is this good or bad?
But he said he's not proposing, so what is he?
What is going on?
Do you know what? You have to text it back. Do I know what?
Just maybe you fake like you do know.
I totally know.
Yeah.
Sometimes that works because then he'll ease up and go, oh, you know, fine, I'll spill the beans.
Yeah.
No, say this. Tell him, I know something. Tell me what you know first.
I don't know. He knows everything.
Let's not turn into a game. Maybe it's like you play it kind of cool. Like, I mean, I have a pretty good idea of what's going on tonight. So,
that's good.
But he just said that he's not proposing. Do we have a good idea anymore?
Well,
Brooke, we have no idea. Yeah. No, we don't know what's going on.
But we're just trying to get him to tell us.
Like, I see.
We know what's going on. Like, let me know how I can help.
Give me the details.
Hey, that's a good angle, Jeff.
What do you think, Emily?
Yeah, because I'm very confused right now. I'm thinking just playing along, kind of telling him
Text it.
Okay.
Text it then.
Let's send it.
Okay.
I am like dying.
What?
Yeah. Wait, so is he mean that he's not, like, was he being sarcastic when he was saying not proposing or was he being serious?
Yeah, now it's like, what is he going to
do? And what does he think you know?
This is what I wrote. I put, I do have a good idea of what's happening. If there's any way that I can help, that's great.
Just give me the details.
Yeah, okay. So I'm putting, please give me the details, and I put a heart emoji.
That's sweet.
And now you're being a supportive friend.
But that's not what she wants to be. She wants to stop it.
But you see,
we got
very
no time.
Good.
We got to send this. Hit send.
Okay, I sent it.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Now I'm really curious.
What do you think it is?
Maybe he's going to give her like an extra kidney or something. That would bond them.
Third kidney? I think that her biggest life issue right now is not having a proper waxer. So I don't know that kidney donation is on there.
Kidney swap is pretty romantic, though. I got to admit, Jose. People call you a romantic.
Wait. What?
I just got a response.
Yeah?
Okay, it says, LOL, you want to help with your own proposal?
Oh!
What?
No way!
Says, I don't think Shane would be cool with that. LOL, just act surprised when he asks.
Oh my god.
Wait, who can he propose to?
What?
No way. No.
Wait, dude.
This is about me?
I thought you said that your friend has plans tonight, not you.
They probably told you that to throw her off.
Oh my god. Oh.
Are you so excited?
I'm freaking out.
Oh my
god. Crazy.
Wait, hold on. Are you like your friend? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you going to say yes?
Do we need to text your boyfriend?
I don't know. I didn't want to know this.
Oh my God.
See, we snooped around and then it backfired.
I mean, he just kind of said it.
Yeah. Well, he thought that she knew.
We acted like we knew, and we shouldn't have. Whose idea was that?
Oh my gosh.
Well, at least you're going to look great for the video
because
you know there's going to be a photographer there.
Get your nails done now.
Yes.
Hopefully you got a good waxer, too.
Yes. Oh, boy.
And maybe, quick, practice your shocked reaction for when he asks it.
Okay, let's see.
Oof. That was I like that.
I think you're all
joking
set.
Or you're excited.
Well, that's awesome.
Congratulations.
You're going to get married.
Guys, oh my God.
Oh my God, she's freaking out. Let us know how it goes,
Emily. Good luck. That was a shocking edition of Textual Healing.
Man.
If you'd like some help with your text conversations, DM us on our socials at Brooke and Jeffrey. We can ruin your friend's engagement and get you married instead.
Yeah, look at us.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.